Welcome to your deep dive. You sent over a really interesting reading list, and it all seems to connect around this idea that civilization, with all its advances, might actually be kind of sick in a way.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, you sent a fascinating mix, starting with Healing Civilization
Okay.
by Claudio Narondo.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
It's a real blend of things:
Oh, yeah.
history,
Right.
psychology,
Okay.
anthropology,
Interesting.
even a call for a new kind of education.
I like that.
And he really doesn't hold
Well, he
back.
doesn't.
I mean, right away, he's comparing modern society to a cancer,
Oh, wow.
saying it just feeds on our energies
Yeah.
without giving us any real satisfaction. Quite a statement.
Yeah, for sure.
Really sets the tone.
It does. So we have that. And then alongside that, we've got like this book on fascism, articles about these ancient matriarchal societies,
Interesting.
even a poem about forgotten individuals. So it's a lot.
It is quite a diverse mix.
So how do we connect all these threads?
Well, that's our mission today,
Okay.
to explore Naranjo's view on how civilization,
Yeah.
took this wrong turn,
Hmm.
how patriarchy is much more than just
Right.
men being in charge.
It's a mindset.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. And what a healthier way of being might look like,
Okay.
you know?
So a big journey then.
It is through ancient history to the heart of modern society.
So what I find intriguing is that Naranjo suggests that early civilizations, they were kind of sparked by spiritual inspiration, but then things went wrong.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did.
How did that happen?
So he uses this term mythic inflation to kind of explain the shift. Early kings were meant to sacrifice themselves
Yeah.
for the community,
Interesting.
but then over time,
Right.
they started sacrificing others.
Oh, wow.
So imagine that impact.
Yeah, that seems like a huge shift in the balance of power.
Absolutely. It led to this
Yeah.
escalation of violence and control.
Okay.
And he points to the Babylonian myth of Marduk
Oh.
slaying Tiamat,
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that.
the feminine dragon of chaos.
Yeah, Marduk, this powerful warrior god, and Tiamat, representing the primal chaos, the unknown. Yeah, I
So
remember.
for Naranjo,
All right.
this myth really symbolizes a turning point.
Interesting.
The demonization of the feminine,
Okay.
becomes a marker of the rise of patriarchy.
Yeah.
It's a shift toward dominance and control.
Okay.
So I'm curious,
Yeah.
do you see any echoes of this mythic inflation in our own world today?
That's something to think about. We tend to think of, patriarchy in these simplistic terms.
Yeah, but Naranjo
Maybe.
delves much
It
deeper.
does.
He defines patriarchy
Okay.
as a mindset, not just men being in charge.
Right. So it's more about
It is.
the way power is wielded than
Exactly.
who's holding it.
Precisely. And he argues
Okay.
that this patriarchal mindset has seeped into every aspect of our society,
Wow.
from politics and economics
Yeah.
to our relationships,
Okay.
even our own inner world.
It's interesting you mention that because we have this quote from The Turning Point by Fritjof Capra. He's a physicist and systems thinker.
Oh, interesting.
And he describes the decline of patriarchy as slow and reluctant but inevitable,
Oh, wow.
which is interesting coming from him.
Well, his work often focuses on the
Well,
interconnectedness of systems.
exactly.
So him weighing in on this adds another dimension.
It
It
does.
suggests that change is happening,
Yeah.
even if it's gradual.
We can't ignore the darker aspects of this mindset, though.
Of course not.
We also have research from the authoritarian personality, which was a study of fascist regimes, and they identify 14 common traits
Interesting.
within those regimes. And some of those are really chilling.
Especially when we consider world events. So
Yeah.
one of them is this fierce loyalty to the in-group
Okay.
combined with this intense
So,
hostility toward out-groups.
the really extreme us versus them thinking.
And coupled with that, they reject critical thinking,
Interesting.
intellectualism.
Wow.
Any dissent or
Yeah.
questioning of authority is
Is shut down.
totally shut
Now,
down.
it makes you wonder if any of those traits, even in a less extreme form, are present in our own lives. Are we unknowingly
It is a really important question.
To this mindset.
Yeah, to ask ourselves.
It's a bit unsettling.
It is.
To think about that.
But recognizing those patterns is the first step to breaking free.
So how do we even understand?
Well, Naranjo offers this really fascinating model of the human psyche. Mm-hmm. He uses the concept of the triune brain.
Okay, I've heard of that.
Which has three parts.
Okay.
The reptilian brain, the limbic brain, and the neocortex.
Right.
Familiar with that?
A little bit.
Okay.
So
how does this relate to patriarchy?
What's fascinating is that he connects this to the work of his mentor, Totila Albert, who proposed the idea of three inner persons.
Interesting.
The father. The mother and the child.
So we have this inner family dynamic going on in our minds.
In a sense, yes.
That's fascinating.
So the father represents the intellect.
Okay.
The mother represents
empathy.
Okay.
And the child represents instinct. And in a healthy individual, they're all balanced.
Right.
But Naranjo says that under patriarchy, the father dominates.
I see where this is going.
Yeah.
So the father representing the intellect and control suppresses the mother representing empathy.
And the child.
And the child representing instinct.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And he gives this great example from his book.
Okay.
You know, he observed that many well-intentioned people are driven more by duty and obligation than genuine kindness.
Wow.
Their actions are dictated by their inner father.
I see.
They've lost touch with their natural empathy.
That makes me think about how we prioritize logic and reason over our feelings or intuition.
Right.
Is that a sign of this?
It's a good question.
Father dominance?
It is. Yeah. It's a question worth considering.
Yeah.
This model of the three inner persons has profound implications for understanding ourselves and the world around us.
Right.
It offers insights into personality types, emotional health.
Interesting.
Even our spiritual development.
Wow. So we've explored how civilization took a wrong turn, how this patriarchy is more pervasive than we realize, and how it even affects our inner lives. But where do we go from here?
Right.
Is there a way out?
Good question. Well, that's where Naranjo's ideas about education become really crucial. You know, he's not just diagnosing the problem. Yeah. He's offering a potential solution.
Okay. So he sees a healthier society as possible.
He thinks it's an achievable goal.
Okay. And you're saying education is the key.
I am.
But isn't that a bit idealistic?
He doesn't see it as replacing governments or anything like that.
Right.
But he focuses on this transformative power in education.
But not the kind we're used to.
Right. It's not the kind most of us are used to.
Okay.
He calls it educationalism.
Interesting.
And it's about nurturing the whole person.
Okay.
Not just churning out workers for the economy.
So not just cramming facts.
Right.
What would that even look like?
Well, remember that example from Rebecca Wilde's school? In Ecuador, where a young girl spends months just doing chores, it highlights how emotional education can happen naturally through lived experience.
Yeah.
It's not about therapy sessions,
right?
But creating an environment where children feel seen and valued.
I really like that.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about how we emphasize intellectual development.
Yeah.
Almost at the expense of everything else.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So Naranjo's approach, this trifocal education.
Okay.
It focuses on all three aspects. Right. The intellectual, the emotional, and the instinctive.
Okay.
And we've talked about how the father dominates under patriarchy.
Yeah.
But learning to love, as he puts it, it isn't just about being nice.
Yeah. It makes me think about times when I'm being good, more out of obligation than genuine care.
Right.
Like my inner father is.
That's a great example.
Running the show.
Of how this model plays out in our lives. Naranjo would say that true love requires us to overcome what he calls deficiency motivations.
Okay.
Things like pride, envy, the need to control.
So it's about recognizing
it is
voices that drive us.
Yeah, to act out of fear or insecurity.
Okay, so alongside the chores and emotional development, how does the intellectual part fit in?
Well,
It's not like he's against thinking.
He's not at all. He emphasizes critical thinking, not just absorbing information, but questioning assumptions, considering different perspectives.
So like what we're doing.
Kind of.
Now.
Yeah. Interesting.
It's about becoming informed and engaged citizens, capable of independent thought.
Now, what about the instinctive piece of this model?
Yeah.
That one feels almost...
It does.
Counterintuitive.
Yeah.
You know, when you think about education.
It might seem that way.
Yeah.
But Naranjo sees reclaiming our instincts as essential.
Interesting.
He was talking about that spontaneous joy, that playfulness. We often suppress as we become adults.
Yeah, when was the last time I let myself be silly?
Exactly.
Yeah.
To tap into that creative energy without judgment.
Yeah. It's like we're taught.
Is it?
To be productive members of society, which means stifling our...
Our natural curiosity.
Yeah.
Our playfulness. Mm. So nurturing our inner child.
Okay.
It's about reconnecting with that sense of aliveness, that wonder.
And he links this to...
He does.
Heterarchy.
Yes.
The social structure.
Your power is distributed.
Right. Rather than concentrated. So it's not about overthrowing.
No, it's not.
Existing power structure.
It's about cultivating.
But about a different way of being.
Yes, within ourselves.
Yeah.
Which then influences how we interact with the world.
We have this stack of articles about downsides of our current education system.
Yeah.
Standardized testing.
Mm-hmm.
Pressure to conform.
Right.
Lack of focus on emotional intelligence.
Exactly.
It's no wonder.
It's not.
People feel burnt out.
Yeah.
Disconnected.
So Naranjo's model offers a powerful alternative.
Okay.
Instead of control and competition, he emphasizes
collaboration.
Yes.
Creativity, nurturing the unique potential of each person.
It's a vision of a world where people feel empowered.
Not just employed.
Yes.
It's a big difference.
It is.
So if this type of education is so beneficial, why isn't it more widespread?
That's the question, isn't it?
Yeah. What are the obstacles?
Well, Naranjo acknowledges the challenges.
Okay.
There's resistance from traditional institutions,
Lars.
Ingrained beliefs about what education should be, and even a fear of tapping into
our deeper selves.
Yeah, our emotional selves.
Right.
But he also believes the tide is turning.
Mm.
More and more people are seeking alternative ways of learning and being.
It reminds me of that Capra quote.
Yeah.
The decline of patriarchy is slow and reluctant, but inevitable.
Right.
So change is happening.
It is.
Even if it's subtle.
And this brings us to another key aspect of Naranjo's vision, the spiritual dimension.
Okay.
Now, before you think,
wait,
we're getting into organized religion.
Right.
Hear me out.
Okay.
He's talking about a deeper sense of meaning and purpose. A connection to something bigger than ourselves.
Okay.
He uses the phrase learning to be.
Okay.
Which goes beyond just acquiring knowledge and skills.
So it's more about
cultivating
qualities like presence, awareness, compassion.
Exactly. It's about living a more fulfilling life, finding your place in the grand scheme of things.
Okay.
And this is where Naranjo's personal journey becomes relevant.
Okay.
He's explored various spiritual traditions.
Oh, wow.
From Sufism to Gestalt therapy.
Interesting.
And integrated them into his approach.
It sounds like he's woven together a tapestry.
He is of wisdom.
Yeah. Both practical
and profound.
And profound.
What are some of the key takeaways?
Well, he emphasizes self-knowledge.
Okay.
Recognizing and accepting all parts of ourselves.
Mm.
Even the shadow sides.
Right.
He talks about the need to heal
old
wounds, limiting beliefs that keep us stuck in fear and reactivity.
Wow.
It's about doing our own inner work.
Yeah.
So we can show up as our most authentic selves.
So it's not just about changing the education system. It's about individual transformation.
Yes. Individual transformation as well.
But how do we even begin to do that?
Right.
Wow, it feels like we've been on quite a journey.
We have.
From civilizations, you know, stumble into patriarchy to this trifocal education.
It's been a lot.
It has, but this deep dive is about extracting
those golden nuggets, you know,
the insights from your sources.
Yeah, those key insights.
To actually use this knowledge.
Right, exactly.
In your own life.
It's not just about thinking about it. It's about applying it.
Right. So Naranjo is not just a critic.
He's
offering a path forward.
Yeah, he seems to really believe.
He does.
That a healthier society is possible.
Yeah, not through revolution.
Not through.
But through individual transformation.
Okay, so he sees this happening.
He does.
Through education.
Yeah.
But a different kind.
Right. A different kind.
Than we're used to.
Less about memorizing facts.
Less father.
Right, more balance.
With the mother and child.
Within each of us.
So how do we actually...
Yeah, how do we bring this...
Bring this to life?
Well, remember that example from Rebecca Wilde's school?
With the girl doing chores?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where she learned those life skills through chores.
Not textbooks.
Right, not textbooks. It shows us that
it does.
Emotional education can be woven into everyday life.
Yeah, it's about creating environments where people feel valued.
Uh-huh.
Is that where they can learn by doing and contributing.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm also thinking about how we nurture the intellectual side.
Right.
Naranjo clearly values critical thinking.
Not just blind acceptance.
Not just.
He encourages us to go beyond absorbing information.
To question.
To question assumptions.
And evaluate different perspectives.
We're kind of doing that now.
We are.
In this deep dive.
Engaging with complex ideas.
Yeah, pulling insights.
From all these different sources.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah.
That learning is an ongoing.
It is.
It's a process.
It's a process.
And then there's the instinctive aspect.
Right. Why often neglect that? Naranjo reminds us of the importance of playfulness, that spontaneous joy.
Yeah, that gets stifled.
That gets stifled.
As we grow up.
As we grow up.
When was the last time I let myself be truly silly?
Be truly silly.
Uninhibited.
Uninhibited, yeah.
It's like we get so caught up in being responsible adults.
Right.
That we forget.
We forget to tap into.
That playful, curious energy.
Oh, we all have.
We all have it.
Yeah. So we've got these three aspects.
We do.
Intellectual, emotional, instinctive, all working together.
All working together.
But how does this individual transformation.
Right. Good question.
Translate to societal change?
So Naranjo believes that as more individuals embrace this wholeness, it creates a ripple effect.
Okay.
He envisions a more hierarchic society where power is distributed.
Okay.
A world where
collaboration
and empathy
are more valued.
Are valued more than
control and competition.
Yes, exactly.
It's almost like flipping the script.
It is. On that whole survival of the fittest mentality.
Which has driven so much.
Yeah, so much of human history.
Of human history.
But isn't that a bit naive?
Well,
I mean, the forces of patriarchy seem so deeply entrenched.
Naranjo doesn't shy away from the challenges, but he offers this crucial insight.
Dang.
Fighting patriarchy isn't about aggression or anger.
It's about
understanding and healing.
Wow.
He sees himself more as a therapist.
Than a warrior.
Yeah.
That's such a powerful image.
It's not about destroying the father, but helping him become
more balanced,
integrated with the mother and child.
Yeah,
bringing that whole inner
family into harmony.
Yes.
But how do we?
Well, it begins with awareness.
Okay.
Recognizing those patriarchal patterns within ourselves and in the world around us.
Questioning those beliefs. About power.
Control.
What it means to be successful.
Yeah.
It's about becoming conscious creators.
Of our own lives.
Of our own lives and our collective future.
But where do we even begin?
Well, remember.
Yeah.
You've already taken that first step.
Okay.
By engaging with these sources.
Right.
With these different perspectives.
That we're cultivating awareness.
You are.
Which is the foundation.
It is the foundation.
For change.
For any kind of change.
This is just the starting point.
It is just the starting point.
Naranjo's work.
Right.
Alongside these other sources you've given us.
Provides a roadmap.
Yeah.
A set of tools.
A set of tools for understanding yourself and the world.
In a deeper way.
In a deeper way.
So as we wrap up this deep dive.
Yes.
We have one final question for you.
What resonated with you the most?
What's one small step you can take?
In your own life.
To cultivate... More balance.
More wholeness.
More wholeness.
Those are,
Even small actions
can
ripple outwards.
And contribute to a healthier world.
Exactly.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
On this deep dive.
We hope you enjoyed it.
We hope this has sparked some new insights.
And inspired you.
Inspired you to keep learning.
To keep learning.
Growing.
Growing.
Making a difference.
Making a difference.